Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We started recording. Now, all right. Take the homework out, give it to the TA. She's going to grade it, record the grade, and give it back to you, the TA.
Oh, I'll give it to you.
You give me the homework?
Yeah,
just now.
Where? You put it somewhere in your binder. One of you lost the homework. I didn't lose it, I gave it to you.
She has it then. Then she has it. Okay? Now, the quiz, these are two quizzes. This, you know, like the last time quiz and this time quiz. Okay? They are in the same page. One on the top, one on the bottom. So you'll get two grades for it. All right? And the TA is recording the grades. She's going to give it back to you when the grades are recorded.
Do I get a zero on the top part?
Probably. Let me look and see if you've missed yours or not. Today we're going to continue doing the plural. I'm sorry, the double. You know, in Arabic, unlike the English, in English, you don't have any special word for double. You don't have any special word for what?
Double.
Or double. So, but in Arabic, you do have a special word for double. So, for example, if we look at the word Muslim, if I give you the word Muslim and I ask you to double this word, like one, this is one Muslim. How about if we want to say two? So we say two, huh? In English we say two Muslims, right?
Okay.
But in Arabic what do we say?
Musliman.
So we just add and to the end.
And.
Yes, the mutanna, the what mutanna, which is double, is very simple. You just add what?
Aleph and.
Okay. How about if it's a female?
Muslim.
If it's female.
Muslimat.
No, you need to look at me. You need to look at me. So, for the double, for female, okay, you convert the ta marbuta into regular ta. So, it was Muslima.
What's today?
It's 21st.
No, what is the
reason? It was Muslimat, Muslimatan, or Muslima, if you're going to stop.
Muslimatan.
Then you convert this into an open ta.
It's week 7. He's in 8.
You see?
Hey, do we have Sunday school next
week? Yeah, no.
So, you convert it into what?
Yes.
Now we're starting to talk, and then the recording is going on. Okay, so you see how is it? So if it is male, then you just add an. If it's a female, you convert the ta marbuta into
regular ta,
or call it open ta, or regular ta, and then we add the an at the end. Got it? So. Let's try. Mu'min. Let's try Mu'min. Now I want someone to tell me if we are talking about Mu'min. So, how do we do that? Mu'min. We Mu'minan. Takbir. MashaAllah. MashaAllah.
Oh my God. You're a star student for today.
Yay.
Mu'minan. How about if we say mu'mina?
Mu'minatan,
mashallah.
Yeah.
Mashallah.
Are you going winky fast?
Yeah, I'm still in the scene.
Yeah, I'm still copying it down.
Oh my God. I need to start writing.
Can't even start. That's what
Yay.
I get.
Tenth grade Muslim.
Mu'minatan. Mu'minatan. So mu'mina, mu'minatan. Mu'min, mu'minan. Muslima, muslimatan. Muslim, musliman. You see?
Works.
You see how is it? Okay?
It's just and.
And. It is the easiest thing. It is the easiest thing. Now, if we want to form this word in marfur form, into what?
Marfur.
So, marfur, if it is the word marfur, the marfu' form or marfu' i'rab, i'rab al marfu' i'rab al marfu' okay, which means marfu' form. Marfu' form. Form. Okay? We have three situations. We have single, double, many. We have what? Single, double, and many. So we do single, double, and many. The single is marfu' bil-dhamma. The sign of marfu' is dhamma. You got it? Is Dhamma. Sign of Marfu' is Dhamma. In the double, sign of Marfu' is Alif. You got it? You understand? So marfu', the sign of marfu' is dhamma. If it is single, double, the sign of marfu' is aleph. Is aleph.
Aleph
means an. So for example, here we say muslima, muslimun. So that is the sign of marfu' here. That's the sign of marfu'. But here, musliman. The sign of marfu' here is this aleph. You got it? You got it? And this one is going to be next time. Okay? You got it? So the sign of marfu' is what? The sign of marfu' is what?
Dhamma.
Got it? Now I am going to give you one word and ask you to do whatever I did here, to do the mu'annath. I'm going to give you a word, and you do exactly what I did here. I'll give you the male word. I want you to get the female word. Then I want you to make it marfu'.
Double.
Okay. Bring the double, and then make it marfu' here. and then make it mark 4 here. So, I'm going to...
For many, what does next time mean?
Next class.
Oh, means like next class. Okay. So, I'm going to give you a word, and the word is going to be Kareem. The word is Kareem. Kareem. So now let's see. Make it female first. Make it female. Uh-huh. So what would be the female?
Female.
Karima.
Karima. See? How did you convert it into female? Yes.
Boss.
This is not always the case. There are exceptions. For example, the sun. Sun is?
Shum.
Yes, sun is female word, but it doesn't have that.
Yeah.
Do you know, how do you know that? Surah al-Shams. Allah says, وَالشَّمْسِ
وَضُحَاهَا.
If it was a male, then Allah would say, شَمْسِ وَضُحَاهُ.
Duhahu.
Duhahu means male. Okay? But duhaha means female. And how about the moon? Is it male? It's male word. That's right.
What about the earth?
Earth is a female. وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا. Got it? Okay. Now let's go back here. So did you get the female? Karima. Now, what would you do on these two to make them marfu'? What would be the sign of marfu' for? Huh? Here, what would be the sign of the marfu'? In this one. See, is it single or double? It is single, right?
Yeah.
So, what sign of? So, it's Dhamma, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here, Dhamma, and here is Dhamma. Okay, now, what would be the double of Kareem?
Kareeman.
That's right. Okay, all right. What is the sign of marfu form here? The sign of marfu form is what? Kareeman. So what is the sign of marfu word?
Alif.
That's right, it's alif. Okay. How about, what is the double form? What is the double form of the Karimat? Or Karima?
Karimatan,
mashallah. And what is the sign of? What is the sign of Marfu here? What is the sign of Marfu? That's Aleph. That's right. Now we're going to learn about the same stuff, but when we do Mansub. The same stuff, but when we do it was what? Mansub. Okay? So now, this is Marfu. This is what? Now tell me, what are the two things so far that we learned that are marfu'? What are the two classifications that we've learned too far that makes it marfu'?
It has the
classification is mubtada and khabar. Both of them have to be in marfu' form. Got it? Okay. Remember that. Now we're going to take the same thing that we have on the board, the same thing, and we make it in the form of mansub. Did we take any classification so far that can be classified as mansub? No, because all what we learned are two classifications. So how many classifications we learned?
Two.
The classification of mubtada and the classification of khabar. Okay, both of them, the form of the mubtada is marfu', and the form of khabar is marfu'. Okay, so we haven't learned anything yet that will any classification that needs mansub. However, we will learn the mansub now, the mansub form now. So when we have any classification that classifies as mansub, then we know how to do it. All right? Okay. Classification means like what? Means mubtada, khabar, verb in the past tense, present tense, future tense. All these are called classifications. And each classification has a form with it. Okay? So the past tense, the form of it is mansub with fatha. Mansub with what? Fatha. That is a fixed form. All right? It doesn't change. And so forth. We're going to be learning about all these classifications as we go on. It's important to classify the word, and I will give you an example. An example to show you how important is it in Quran to classify the words. Otherwise, you understand the sentence in the opposite direction. Okay? I'll give you an example, simple example. I'm going to say, أكل محمد التفاحة. So if we look at this example, أكل محمد التفاحة. So أكل means ate. محمد, the person, the subject, the person who did the verb. التفاحة is the thing the verb was done on.
The object. The receiver of an object.
You got it? Very simple. So, how do you classify akala? Past tense verb. This is the classification. Here. Past tense
verb.
Simple. Is there any difference between this and English? No. You classify it as past tense verb, right? You agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Muhammadun is classified as subject. Muhammadun is classified as what? Subject. How about the tufaha? Tufaha is classified as what?
Object.
Okay? So, here we go. In the Arabic language, the subject takes marfu' form. Takes what? And the object takes mansub form. Takes what? Mansub form. Because Muhammad is single and the tufaha is single, it's not double. So what is the marfu' form here? Mark, what is the sign of marfu' form? The sign of marfu' form is what?
Dhamma.
And what is the sign of mansub form here?
Fatha.
Okay? All right. Then, look what happens. So this is sign of marfu' form. And this is sign of mansub form. So sign of marfu' form means sign of means that a mark for me to know. A mark for me to know. Because when I read, I need to know. I need to know if this is the subject or the object. How do I know that? By looking at these signs. Now, look what would happen if I would reverse the signs and see how awful it is.
Oh my God, reverse.
I'm going to flip the signs. So I'll take the same word and say, akala Muhammadan at-tuffahatu. Okay? So, because this is mansub, sign of because this is sign of what? Mansub. And this is sign of marfu'. Yarhamu alhamdulillah. Did you say alhamdulillah? Yarhamukum Allah. Okay, so this is sign of mansub and sign of marfu'. Based on that, I am going to say this is the object. This is the object. No. And this is the what? Subject. You got it? You see here? So this is how I think. I look at the word. I want to identify who is eating who. What is eating? Who is eating what? Or what is eating? You know, I want to find out which is the subject and which is the object. How do you do that in Arabic? You look at the sign. If the sign is mansub, it's a sign of mansub, then it is the what?
The
object. If it is the sign of marfu', then it is the what?
Subject.
So I look, I see which one is mansub here? Muhammad, right?
Yeah.
And which one is marfu' here? At-tufaha.
So the apple ate
him. Exactly. So the apple ate Muhammad.
Oh my God.
So that one...
Rise is
the apple ate Muhammad.
That's a nice way to go. Can you just like eat it from the inside?
So if you make this mistake, you are flipping the meaning completely. Okay? That there is another word in Surah Al-Muzzammil sentence, which says that فَعَصَى فِرْعَوْنَ الرَّسُولُ. That asa means disobey, right? So, disobey, which is asa. Fir'auna, because na, so it's mansub. Because it's mansub, it's an object. Okay? Ar-rasulu, it's what?
Subject.
If you read it this way, it means that the prophet disobeyed the Pharaoh, which is nonsense. So, the right thing is that fa'asa fir'aunu ar-rasula. So Rasula becomes the subject, the object, and Fir'aun becomes the subject. It means that the Fir'aun disobeyed the Prophet. You see how? Flipping this will make it either the Prophet disobeyed Fir'aun, or when you do it the right way, the Fir'aun disobeyed the Prophet. You see how important it is? You can flip completely the meaning, opposite 180 degrees if you make that mistake.
180 degrees.
All right. So now we're going to go into same thing, but same exact thing that we're doing right now, but we're going to do it for the mansub. Mansub. So we can say mansub form. Mansub form.
Oh my God.
Mansub form.
Mansub form. Or, you know, here. Mansub.
Seriously, that's one. Really? Yeah.
Mansub form. Okay? So in the mansub form, what do we do? We're going to just change the mark. It changes the what?
Mark.
So far, what is the classification that we learned right now that has to be mansub?
Object.
Takbir. So if this comes as an object, then it has to have the mansub form.
No.
You got it? So if this comes as an object, it has to have the what? To have the what?
Mansub
form. You got that very well?
Yes.
Okay. So how about if it's a subject, then it takes what?
Marfu'
form.
Yeah.
Got it? You understand? So subject is?
Marfu'
form. And object is?
Mansub
form. So now let's do the mansub form here. The mansub form, Muslim, okay, the word Muslim will not change. What will change is the sign of mansub. So I am going to erase this.
Yay.
Here.
God,
no, not the bit. I'm going to do the new one, which is mansub. A new tree, not the same tree. Exactly, right? I'm making the new tree. A new tree. So that new tree is saying mansub for single. So I'm going to say sign of mansub. Is fatha. Sign of mansub is what? Fatha. So that whenever you see a fatha here, then you know it is what?
Mansub.
You got it? Clear?
Yes.
Okay. So if the word, if a single word comes as a subject, if a single, like one single thing comes as a subject, then you mark it mansub by putting a fatha. Now, what happens if it's double? So, for you and the new three, for me, I'm just going to erase this and erase this like that and say that's you, your new tree. So, I'm going to say sign of mansub. Sign of mansub is what?
Dumbass?
Is yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
How? We're going to change this into Muslimain.
Mine.
Muslimain. Muslimain. Okay, got it? Very important. The least you need to know in Arabic, the least, is to know Mubtada and Khabar, which is subject and predicate. And you need to know subject and object. Because this is very important. These are the two basic forms, two basic structures that are really essential to understand Arabic or Quran. You need to understand both very well. Okay? Because most of the Arabic language, most of it is what? Mubtada and khabar, or verb, subject, object. Okay? All right. Now, we're going to give you the homework for next time after I take a picture of the board.
For next week?
For the week, 2 weeks from today.
You're on the internet.
What's my grade?
What's Nabil's grade?
A D plus.
What about my grade?
Okay.
Remember, I was a star student, so I get a bonus.
Alright.
Yeah, I get a bonus.
Where'd my pen go? Somebody take my pen.
Oh, guys, come on. Come on, guys, now. Come on.
Calm down, everyone. We're going to find your child.
No, but what if you forget about my
bonus? Come on, guys. Okay. Do you see the table right there in page 22?
Whoa.
Do you see this table?
Yes.
I see it.
Okay. I need you to fill up this table
with
4 different words. I want you to fill the table for 4 the words in the first column.
Wait, all of them?
Yes. So I expect to see 5 tables.
Oh.
So I expect to see 5 tables.
Do they have to be like neat and stuff?
Yeah.
Can we do it on Microsoft Excel?
Yes.
Oh my god.
5 tables.
I love Microsoft Excel. So
5
much.
Tables.
That's how I used
4
that's what I used to make my
graphs.
The words in the first column. 4
Oh my
the words.
God, I think it says yes.
Yeah, there you go.
In
hey,
that
show my grade.
First column.
What do you have?
Yeah.
What do you have?
I'm passing. What is yours?
I'm failing.
Was yours satisfactory?
I'm not failing.
Got it? That is the first thing.
I should have a name, but that last
I'm
quiz.
Failing.
The second,
I'm
that's part
failing.
One.
That's what I
mean. I'm horrible.
You're not passing.
Part two,
yeah.
Listen to me. Part two.
Wait, part two?
Yes. Part two of the homework is...
You're failing?
Yeah.
What is...
Are you passing?
Explain the difference... explain the difference between these two words and meaning. So translate these two words. Baraba.
Huh?
Muhammadun. Aliyan.
Whoa. That's a big one.
Or... Daraba.
That's a huge
word.
What
does Daraba mean?
Daraba. Daraba.
Muhammadan.
Daraba. Starba.
Aliyun.
Who's Aliyun?
Google translator.
Ali. Name. A person. So Daraba means what? Hit.
Oh, that's not nice.
Ali.
Okay.
Muhammad's mean.
Ali.
I'm
sorry. Muhammad Ali.
So this is... Translate.
Translate
around. Both.
You just translated it for
yes.
To English?
Hi.
Yes.
Yeah.
To English.
Okay.
Both of them.
Oh my god.
Too much.
Overload.
Huh.
Okay.
My hard drive.
So that's
overload.
The first one. The
oh
second
my.
One would be.
Like awesome.
Yes. I saw. فرعون الرسول عصى
always use SkyDrive. That's a lesson of the day.
فرعون
hot one
الرسول
hey.
Or عصى فرعون فرعون الرسول
Wait, for the 5 tables, so technically we write 25 for the plural, 25 words for plural. No.
Guys, are REC recorded or can we record?
Huh?
Both.
What?
What was that for you? Dad, is REC recorded or record?
Huh?
Is REC recorded or record?
REC. What's that?
I don't.
REC. Does that mean I should record it?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, do you understand this? Do
no.
you understand?
Wait, so
you need to translate these.
Wait, I'm still
I don't get the 5
one.
Table for the word. I don't get what
okay.
that means.
Okay, you take the word munafiq
okay.
and substitute the tables, the words in the table here of for munafiq.
So you do it for the first 5, any 5 of these?
No, the first column only.
Oh.
So you do it for the word munafiq, sabir, alim, salih, hafiz.
Uh-huh. I get it.
So... منافق صابر عالم
Wait.
Saleh?
When are you going to post this?
You already finished writing your homework.
Hafiz.
I finished writing the homework. I write fast.
You got it? You understand?
When are you going to post the homework on your website?
Yeah, it's like, I'm not writing it down.
It's like Saturday. Oh my god, I have to refresh.
Any questions about the homework before I let you go?
Wait, don't erase them.
I need a
bigger style. It was on TV yesterday.
It was?
Yeah.
On the Chinese channel.
Chinese channel.
Come on now.
It's a Korean song. Why would it be on Chinese channel? I mean, why would it be?